Well, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Whoo, praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's just close our eyes and set in his peace here. Say, Jesus, I am blessed in your presence, in your grace, in your mercy, in your compassion, in your gifts. I am blessed with salvation, delivered from this world, in this world, but not of it. I thank you, Jesus, that your Shekinah glory, the throne room anointing, the liquid love is in this place. And I shall not leave like I came, in Jesus' name. Let's give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're still talking about equipping the saints for the supernatural. And the reason why we're doing this is because Jesus done that. I don't know, most people, I don't think the apostles even realize this, but every time Jesus done something, it was the Spirit he saw doing it. Whether he said it or whether he did something like a miracle, he saw the Father do it first, right? Then he done it. So they didn't realize, but he was led by the Spirit. He was doing what the Spirit said and the Spirit done. I don't think the apostles knew that, but that's what they were watching. And so when you and I became born again, our spirit stepped into the supernatural, stepped into faith. And so when Jesus sees us, he sees us as the perfume, the aroma of Christ, the anointed one. He sees our spirit anointed. He sees our spirit alive with his Holy Spirit. And the key about it, saints, is now the Spirit, God's the Holy Spirit, is going to have to teach your flesh. Because your flesh ain't saved. In Philippians it says, God's working in you so the outside will become as the inside. Amen? So the Spirit of God in you is doing the same thing. He wants you to be visionary. He wants you to see the same things, and he wants you to be trained from the supernatural. And because there's so much activity in the world today, in America, in our homes, in our marriages, in our finances, and so on and so forth, we don't spend a lot of thought time with God. You got to get God in your mind as often as you can during a one-day period. Amen? If you don't keep God in your thoughts, there's other thoughts that are going to arrive and come into your mind. Sometimes you have to go into the natural to do things, but you have the power to go in and out. Take care of something in the natural and go back into the Spirit. So when Jesus trained or mentored the apostles, they were seeing the Spirit move. They were seeing Jesus, even though he had a fleshly body, they were seeing him saying what the Spirit said, doing what the Spirit done. And so God wants us to be trained the same way. You can't train people differently than Jesus mentored the apostles. Amen? Now, the reason why, there's one powerful thing in the Word of God, not one, but many things, but put up Luke 4:18 if you would, Chris. Hallelujah. Luke 4:18. Now we lay hands on the sick and we walk by faith and everything else. But this is a whole revelation of the Spirit of God training. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Listen, saints, when the Spirit of God comes upon you, I know there's gifts and I know there's laying on of hands and everything else, but this is completely different teaching of Jesus. He says, when the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. Number one, the anointing is to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the people who are in captivity and all kinds of things, recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed. That's where Jesus walked. And he done those things, and the apostles saw him doing that. But he was doing it by his Spirit. He was saying what the Spirit said. He was doing what he saw the Spirit do. Okay? This anointing that he's talking about here, if you can ever get in cooperation with God, being led by the Holy Spirit within your spirit, and let the anointing come upon you, you see, you're going to have to forget about desiring the gifts, although the gifts operate and everything. This is a whole different operation here by the Holy Spirit. That's why you see the generals years ago. Many people were called by God. Catherine Kuhlman, Wigglesworth, and all that bunch. The Spirit would come upon them, and they would do all these things. But most people today put that in the same category and just figure it's not something separate. But when you stand up to preach, if you do stand up to preach, the anointing should be upon you. If you're looking for it, if you put that in a closet like it's something separate, you see, Jesus didn't put it in the closet. So we want to be trained in the supernatural, don't we? So the only way you can be trained in the supernatural is get revelation and light from the Word of God. Amen? So a lot of people, so we're going to equip for the supernatural, and we're going to learn tonight some things. God wants you, if you're in business, to be successful. If you're in the fivefold, he wants you equipping the people for the supernatural. That's what he wants you done. You can decide to do all you want to do, but that's what he done. That's what he wants you to do. So if he's going to anoint you in the fivefold, you see, then he wants you to equip people in the supernatural. He wants you to talk about the supernatural. He wants you to believe in the supernatural. He wants you to talk about tongues. He wants you to talk about the gifts. Because when the anointing comes upon you, you're going to equip people in the supernatural. Amen? So Jesus was equipping the apostles in the supernatural, although they didn't know that he was doing it by the Spirit, probably. Hallelujah. So God wants you tonight to understand, praise you, Jesus. When you stepped into born again, you stepped into everything. Your spirit received the Holy Spirit. Your spirit was born again. Now your spirit knows you, and the Holy Spirit knows God. Okay? So if you don't allow the Holy Spirit by your spirit to train you, you'll never go anywhere but head knowledge. You'll never be equipped in the supernatural. Because the only one that can equip you is that which is born again. And that's your spirit. That's the only thing that can equip you. That's why people can't get over mind problems. They can't get over hate. They can't get over bitterness. They can't get over a lot of things. And you know why they can't? You haven't allowed the Holy Spirit to teach you. Teach you what? Now, we're not going to go there. I just wanted to bring that out. Romans 1:17. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 1:17. For in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now, the key here is, are you just? Now, just, listen now, saints. Just means justice. Are you justice? Integrity of character. So if your spirit don't teach you the character of Christ, which are the fruits of the Spirit, you won't be just. And you're not going to walk by faith. You're going to walk by a rebellious flesh. Are you listening? This is how you train people in the supernatural. You bring light and revelation from the Word of God. It's not your problem to turn people inside out, to try to convince people, try to make people something. But they have the Spirit of God. So if you flow in the Spirit, you will say what the Spirit says, and you'll do what the Spirit does at that moment in that group of people. Amen? So the first thing you got to understand is, has God made you just on the outside? Have you allowed the Holy Spirit to teach you the character of Christ? Because if you don't have the character of Christ, then you have flesh and you won't walk by faith. You just won't walk by faith. You'll walk by your flesh. So the key is you have to ask yourself, am I just? Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So when you became born again, your spirit, the Holy Spirit, came together and you stepped into all the promises and all the faith and all everything that you needed. Every time you get a little light, you got to remind yourself, a little revelation, you have to remind yourself, when I became born again, my spirit stepped into faith. My spirit stepped into the supernatural. My spirit received the Holy Spirit. My spirit is born again. Now, because my flesh ain't born again, then I have to be taught by my spirit who knows me. And he gets information from the Holy Spirit. Are you listening? So, keep going back a little bit. When Jesus trained the apostles, he trained them really by the Spirit. He mentored them by the Spirit. Because he didn't do anything unless he saw the Father do it first. Or what the Father said. You understand what I'm saying? They were actually being trained by the Spirit. Because his body, his fleshly body, was flowing in the Spirit. Not doing anything on its own. It was doing things by the Spirit. So the more you and I learn to walk in the Spirit, sow to the Spirit, let your spirit start teaching you, teaching your body how to walk in faith, how to walk in grace. Because when you got born again, your spirit stepped into all that. Can you understand that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So number two, number two, you got to find out, am I just? Have I let God change me? Am I just with people? Do I have the character of Christ on the outside? If I don't have the character of Christ and not led by the Spirit, I'm not going to walk by faith. I'm going to walk by my flesh. I'm going to do what religion teach me. I'm going to do what mindsets teach me. You see what I'm trying to say? There's a difference of being just, character of Christ. Then if you don't have that, all you'll do is walk by your flesh. And everything will be about you. It won't be Jesus first. And you won't be hearing the audible voice of God. Although the Word of God speaks to us, you see, but there's an audible voice in us called the Holy Spirit who speaks to us. So I have to look in the mirror or look in the... I was in my prayer closet the other night about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I looked up. You know, sometimes God aggravates me. My flesh. I looked up and the whole ceiling was white. It was about 4 feet wide. I don't know, 4 feet long. And I sat there and looked at that. I wanted God to do something. I know some of you have been there too. It just pulsated and sat there and sat there and sat there. Finally, I went back to bed. I've gotten up every night since. It ain't there. Come on back, God. I go looking for things. This is in a dark house now. I didn't have no lights on. See, I believe there's something supernatural changing in me and to anybody who hears the Spirit of God coming through me. It's going to change you. It's going to challenge you. It's going to make you realize that you are walking over here thinking and you're listening to your flesh, and your flesh can't teach you anything about God. Because he says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are by my mind. Let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus. My ways are by the Spirit. This is how, he says, God said, this is how I trained the apostles. I said what he said, and I done what I saw him do. Amen? There's people sitting here right now that just struggle with this. The more you struggle, the more you'll stay out of faith. You know why? You won't let the Spirit teach you the character of Christ, and therefore you won't walk by faith. You'll walk by your flesh. God wants to change you and change me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Romans 8:11, if you would, Chris, please. Praise you, Jesus. Now, you've all seen this, but it doesn't make any difference. 8:11. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead, you see, He wants to raise us up into the supernatural realm. He wants us to walk. You see, sometimes our flesh is dead. Dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body, you see, through His Spirit who dwells in you. So life is going to come from the Spirit. Grace and faith is going to come by the Spirit. Compassion and love is going to come by the Spirit. It's going to teach your flesh. And life comes through Jesus Christ by His Spirit. And it's going to give your flesh life. It's going to give your flesh healing. It's going to give your flesh peace. Whatever you need, if it comes from the Spirit, it will work in your flesh. Life will come in your flesh. Most people don't function from a life of God, from the Holy Spirit within you. But the Spirit wants to teach you. He wants to raise up and teach your mortal body. He wants you to give yourself over to God daily. Give your tongue, give your will, give your eyes, give your ears. Turn yourself over to God and say, "Help me, Holy Spirit." You see, because everything is born again now in your spirit. And that which is born again by the Holy Spirit, by receiving Jesus into your life, has to be the one that teaches you. And He teaches you and I by the Word of God. He gives life to the mortal body. So why are people in anger? Why are they in bitterness? Why can they not get healed? Because their flesh ain't being mented by the Holy Spirit. They don't have the character of Christ on the outside. And God said, "I'm working in you. I want to help you change the outside. I want you to think differently." Are you listening? Many people make decisions who are born again based on the flesh. They don't make it by the Word of God. And it gets us in trouble in a lot of areas. So, but if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead, do you notice He brought Jesus out of the tomb? He wants to raise you and I up. He wants to have you to have life in your mortal body. He wants you to have the mind of Jesus Christ. He wants you to be a happy person. He wants you more than a conqueror. He wants you going forth in the supernatural realm, casting out demons, doing miracles. You know one of the things we don't do? I thought you'd never ask. Turn to Acts 9:6, if you would, Chris, please. Acts 9:6. Hallelujah. So he trembling, this is Paul on the road, and astonished and said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" See, I don't think when we become born again, and even later on do we say, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" What did Paul do? Number one, he yielded. Number two, he became obedient. It's not what I want to do. "Lord, what will you have me to do?" Then the Lord said to him, "Arise and go into the city," and so on and so forth. And we know all about that. But first he asked, "What would you have me to do?" When we become born again, sometimes we get into our own desires. And the Spirit is not training us. And what happens is we try all these different things, you see. Why am I in the ministry I'm in and still here? Because I'm doing what God wants me to do. I've yielded to God. I'm still being trained by the Spirit. This ain't got nothing to do with numbers, saints. This has got to do with yielding and being obedient and letting the Spirit of God teach you. If I'm not just, I'm not going to walk by faith. I don't have the character of Christ. All I'm going to do is complain. This is bothering me, and that's bothering me, and I can't get this, and God's never given me that, and I don't get this. And we just become complainers. Well, that's not coming from your spirit. That's coming from your flesh. Hallelujah. Lord, what will you have me to do? Acts 19. Chris. 19, verse 11. Now God worked because he yielded, because he became obedient, because he became just, the character of Christ. Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul. See, we're not just going to get there and let our flesh take us out there and just start doing something. Paul yielded, he became obedient, and God done miracles by the hands of Paul. See, a lot of us can sit here right now. Well, God, Jesus said in Mark 16, I'll lay hands on, but he also said when the anointing comes upon you. You can't pick out bits and parts in the Bible and try to flow with it. Everything we do, we must be trained by the Holy Spirit. Every message I get, I go in and read. I study to show myself approved of God, not myself. I can go in and say, oh, that'll preach, Ellery. You got to go in there in your prayer closet and study and show yourself approved, and a message from the Holy Spirit in your spirit will come to you. Maybe one word will come, then a chapter will come or a verse will come. And you got to spend time in there looking at it, praying in tongues. I almost left my body today praying in tongues, and I got in that peace of God. I tell you what, after I came back down, I couldn't function for nothing. You know what God said to me? Are you concerned? The flesh says, yeah, I can't do anything. So after Paul said, Lord, what will you have me to do? He yielded, became obedient, and God done miracles. See, that's supernatural. That's being trained properly, being mentored properly, being equipped by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Unusual miracles. Now listen, turn to Luke 15 if you would, Chris, please. We're just moving right along here. Praise God. Luke 15. I ain't going to read the whole thing. When you get there, you'll know I'm talking about, starting with verse 11, we're talking about the parable of the lost son. See, if you've got off into a journey and nothing is happening in your life, the Spirit's not training you, you can come back to God. And God will he'll give you the anointing. He'll work with you if you get into his call. He'll work with you. He'll take you back. He'll let you wander around. And I know this is a little bit different story here, but he'll get you, let you wander around and fall on your face and get disgusted. This don't happen. That don't happen. These miracles ain't happening. What's happened to God's word? What's happening to people? Because it just may not be what God wants you to do. Anointing comes from obedience and yielding. That's where anointing comes from. When you get positioned by the Spirit of God in that place and do what God would have you to do. So we got a whole story here of the prodigal son. He went off for another reason. But you know, many Christians and pastors in the fivefold go off many places and don't even belong there. And nothing is working. And now they try to beg you for money. It becomes a big money thing to get my vision done. A lot of them are not walking and led by the Spirit. It doesn't mean they're not born again. So God would say, come back to him. Sit in your prayer closet and say, God, what would you have me to do? And realize that anything you do is going to be taught to you by the Holy Spirit. So that means you're going to have to sow to the Spirit. That means you're going to have to learn to be just, have a character of Christ. Because if you don't have the character of Christ, your flesh won't walk by faith. Are you listening? See, I'm equipping you. Whether you do it or not, it's entirely up to you. I won't dislike you. I mean, I have people call a house I haven't seen for a couple of them, 2 years, some 5 years. They used to come on a regular basis. They are worse off today than ever before. You ought to hear about their lives. Now, I ain't going to get into it. You ought to hear what they're going through. All the teachings, all the times I prayed for them, and they're just all beat up. I don't dislike them. I don't come against them. Well, you're doing what God, what I taught you to do through the Word of God by the Holy Spirit. Pastor, that stuff don't work. Well, how much of it have you done? Well, and how much have you done by the Spirit? We get a little problem, we start complaining. So the prodigal son was brought back. The other guy that was there started complaining. And God says, everything I have is yours. What are you complaining about? See, some people are promoted in the spirit realm and start doing things, and other people complain. I want that. Well, are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to be led to this by the Spirit? Are you willing to sow to the Spirit? Are you willing to have the character of Christ so that you can walk by faith? Hallelujah. So if you've wandered off somewhere, now there's times of testings and trials, and it don't always start working, boom, you see. But if you've been around it a long time and nothing's going on, you need to step back, go in your prayer closet and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Maybe what I'm desiring is not what you want me to do. Have you ever thought of that? I have. The only thing that's kept me here, because I've yielded to God. I'm not moved by how many. I still quit on Monday and start back up Tuesday. There's true battle, saints. And you know the battle is? It's your flesh. Hallelujah. So Jesus constantly trained and mentored in the supernatural by the Spirit. Why are we doing it differently today? When he sent them up in the upper room, he didn't say, wait a minute, I got to teach you something. Come over here. They went up in the upper room. They got in agreement and prayed. The Holy Ghost came down. Fire came upon them, tongues of fire. They all spoke in tongues. No training. God didn't say, you're going to speak in a strange language. You go up there and just go ahead and do it. He didn't tell them nothing. Today we got to feed them a little bit, and today we got to burp. We do things way against Scripture. If I'm walking by faith, I'm going to get up here and minister, you see, and what falls, falls because I'm not doing it. You got the Spirit of God. And if you get healed, praise God. If you don't, I'm not going to argue with you. See, I've learned to accept what God is doing. And I know he's doing a lot of things. Hallelujah. So if you wandered away, like this guy did, but he wandered away for the wrong, different reasons that I'm talking about, but you can use that, because a lot of people sitting here tonight and sit here Sunday morning, the Word of God just ain't working. You can go over the first pres over here, and I'm not talking about what they're going through, but a big church like that, and you'll find most of it. Most of the Word of God is not working in people's lives. They've determined how it should work. The pastor is not teaching them about the supernatural. He, in order to do that, he's got to be led by the Spirit, the same as Jesus did. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Well, one more place. Ephesians 1, Chris. Ephesians 1, starting with verse 17. This is so clear to me. When Paul says, what would you have me to do, Lord? It spells it out here, you see. As you know, most people pick out their own ministry, pick out what they're going to do. So we got to, have you ever walked into a chicken pen? They just, if you walk through, they just kind of scatter everywhere. You know, Christians are that way. They just run every direction and they ain't, nothing's going on. Think about it. Well, some people said, I prayed for something for 2 years. It didn't happen. Caleb waited 40 years. You mean I got to? No, I'm not telling you nothing about what you got to wait. I'm just telling you that don't be crying to God because you've been praying for 2 years or 1 year or 6 months or whatever it may be. And poor old me, I ain't got nothing yet. Well, are you taught by your flesh or are you being taught by the Spirit? Ephesians 1:17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. You see, God wants you to walk in the spirit of wisdom. It's a spirit that brings wisdom to you. It's a spirit, saints. What spirit is it? It's your spirit in the Holy Spirit that brings wisdom to you. You see what he's saying here? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him. What revelation and knowledge? What would God have you to do? What would God have creative faith to do? What would God have the Methodists and the Baptists over here in the Presbyterian church do? What would God have them to do? Obviously, they're not doing it. How do you know that? Because it's all over the paper. Okay, so you want this spirit of wisdom, what? The eyes of your understanding being enlightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Lord, what would you have me to do? It's his calling. If he wants you to stand out in the parking lot for the next 2 years and scream Jesus, you better do it. And don't let someone give you a mindset. You shouldn't be standing out here yelling. You remember the blind guy? Shh, and he got all louder. But he got Jesus' attention. The hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? What is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power? That means if you're walking in his calling, Lord, what would you have me to do? Well, the first thing I want you to do, I want you to yield. I want you to be obedient. Yield to what? Yield to my spirit. Yield to my word. Be obedient to my word. Whatever the word tells you to do, be obedient to it. We are hit and miss people. When it comes to money, everybody wants to be obedient. When it comes to fasting and praying and battles and testings and trials, I don't want that. If you want your eyes open, saints, you got to ask the Lord, what would you have me to do? I bet most people here have never asked the Lord that. What would you have me to do, Lord? Well, later on, you notice what happened when he yielded and became obedient. God started doing miracles by the hands of Paul. See, saints, if you're not equipped in the supernatural, you'll float around like a duck out of a fish out of water, flopping all over the place, and not have no life. Fish get life from water, being underwater. We get life from being out of the water. Christians just flop around. There's no teaching about the supernatural. You know what we teach them? Mark 16. Go lay in. man, he said, can you just cast out demons and everything else? No one stops to think that Jesus has got to be working with you. If you ever want to know the power that you desire, if you'll take that scripture we looked at first in Luke 4:18, and speak it, the Spirit of God's upon me. See, that's what the anointing's for. You can put everything on the shelf. If you can get that working in your life, you'll be pleasing to God. If he's called you to do that. See, I believe everybody has an anointing, but it's in your spirit by the Holy Spirit. It's not in your flesh. It can work over there if you allow the anointing to teach you. We all have an anointing. The anointing will teach you all things. The anointing is the Holy Spirit. He passes things on to your spirit, and your spirit passes things on to you because your spirit knows you, and God's spirit knows him. Amen? The eyes of your understanding being enlightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Well, God wants everybody to be saved, right? But you see, if I'm not trained in the supernatural, and I'm not exposed to the supernatural, and then I have this desire to do supernatural things, I'm probably going to get my butt kicked. God wants to train us, saints. The Holy Spirit will teach you everything that's available to you through Jesus Christ. If you want to spend the time. If it's about visions, it's about dreams, it's about throne room anointing, if it's about liquid love, if it's about the gifts, if it's about... Here's the thing. What do you want me to do, Lord? So if you've wandered all over the place and you've been saved for 10, 15 years and nothing is happening, you need to come back and sit down and be quiet. See, I have God. I go through examination by the Holy Spirit at least once or twice a week. I go in and pray, and I say, God, have I gotten off track? Have I done something wrong? If I go in my prayer closet and I say, Jesus, I want you to talk to me, and I start praying in tongues and I get that peace where I'm almost out of my body, he starts telling me all kinds of things. But that's because he told me those things doesn't mean it's going to happen yesterday. You know, there's a story I heard one time. A guy left his wife and children in Colorado Springs, and he said God called him to the mission field in Mexico, and he was heading for Mexico. And on the highway, God said, turn around, go back. And he said, I bind you, Satan. He said it again. I'm telling you, turn around, go back. This is God speaking to him, the audible voice speaking to him. The third time he says, if you keep on going, you're on your own. See, just because we get these little impressions in our thoughts and our minds. Amen? You know how many times I wanted to leave here and go do something else? My wife could paper the whole bathroom with it. I'm serious. I have to battle not to get bored. I want something different, God. I want a different taste. That's the reason why people have all these different foods in their refrigerator. You ever notice that? I want something different, God. I'm tired of doing what I'm doing. Just what I'm doing right now, how long I've been doing this, my God. And I wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't for God. Hanging with me, encouraging me, and anointing me. I got this little glimpse in that light on the ceiling. I may not see one for another year. But see, I need to be encouraged by his presence. I mean, what about me, God? You're appearing to everybody else. I mean, in the scriptures and everything else. You know, when he sent Elijah, he was by the brook and the brook dried up. And he said, you go down here, this lady's going to meet your need. If you get this revelation, it'll absolutely set you free. So he goes down there, and the guy gives it, the lady, he calls the lady, and the lady gives him a little morsel, and he tells them, you know, bring me first and everything else, and the bends didn't dry up and everything else. But the first thing God said, he'll meet your need. That's the only thing God was going to do, get her to give him a morsel. And from that, he had to produce a miracle. So whatever little light and revelation you get from the Word of God, you're wanting God to do it all. He's going to give you the light. He's going to give you the revelation. And you got the Spirit of God to make that a miracle. Yeah. Well, this section and one over here agrees. Two over here. Praise God. The rest are going, duh. God gives you something. We are always wanting God to give it all to us. Whatever God gives you, it's powerful. If it's a little morsel of bread, but that's if he just gives you a little light into something here, just a little light, and you go, oh, I'm going to keep on reading to get more. If that's all you get is that little light, it's up to you by the Spirit of God to make it into a miracle. If you get a little light about your calling, it's up to you to produce it and by the Spirit of God and make it a powerful anointed calling. You'll find that through the prophets in the Old Testament. You have to take what God gives you and by the Spirit of God produce that to the extent where it's a well with no bottom. You can keep on producing it. All he's going to do, saints, is spot you a little bit. See, a lot of people don't want this. They'd rather have it, no, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. He's going to spot you a little bit. You have now moved in, born again, into faith, into grace and mercy and gifts and all that stuff, but it's in the spirit realm. And the Spirit of God in you by yours will teach you how to take that little bit he spotted you, that little light, that little revelation, and make a miracle out of it. And there's no end to it. It can grow and grow and grow because God's faith is a creative faith. It'll create. Many times God has just given me, and we sit there for weeks and sometimes months waiting for more of that revelation. And God's waiting for you to take that light and that revelation and make a miracle out of it. See, I hear people tell me all the time, well, God spoke to me and he didn't say, he just gave me a little. He took that prophet and he said, go over there. If that was you and I, the first thing we'd say, I missed God. That woman can't give me nothing. She ain't got nothing. But she gave him enough because when God said, she'll meet your need, she brought this little morsel, and it was up to him to turn it into a miracle. God is saying tonight, everybody here at one time or another has been given something. Maybe a little light, maybe a little revelation, and you've been still like sitting like a bump on a log waiting for God to give you more light. God ain't going to give you any more. It's up to you to develop it. Whatever he's given you, it's up to you to develop it. It's just like he gave me a certain anointing many years ago. And it's up to me to develop it. A lot of people don't like it spelt out to them this way, but you can find it throughout Scripture. Jesus never explained to them, you're going up in the upper room, my Spirit's going to come upon you, and you're going to speak in tongues. He never said that to them. He never taught them anything. They yielded, became obedient, and got the manifestation. Right? And it was his thoughts and his ways, way beyond their thoughts. I mean, to sit there and see tongues of fire come down on people. God is a strange God, and he still wants to do things tonight. Excuse me, today. He still wants to do things. But he may give you just a little bit. Little faith is growing faith. Whatever he gives you, light and revelation, it's up to you by the Spirit to develop that. It's all through Scripture. Amen? We're constantly waiting for God. God just wants you to move in the supernatural. If your eyes have been opened to his call, and I know he wants us to reproduce the ministry of Jesus. I know he wants the body to function in the supernatural realm. I know he's called individuals to equip saints in the supernatural. But if you're not walking in the supernatural, how are you going to equip anybody? All you're going to do is say things that this says, and you haven't experienced it. So it really doesn't become faith. It just becomes something. Now, the Word of God is faith, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But we're talking about something altogether different. What would you have me to do, Lord? Well, it's all spelt out in the Word of God what the body should do. But individually, I'm telling you, saints, he's given you something. He's given you a little bit of something that will lead you into an explosion into your ministry. It really will. And you're waiting for God to open more doors. He's opened all the doors he's gone to. But if you're trying to kick a door down and he hasn't opened it, guess what? See, God's given you healing. God's given you healing by his Spirit, either by the gifts and so on. So he's given you healing. It's up to you to work it into your body. He's given you healing of the mind. It's up to you to renew your mind. He's given you authority over Satan. It's up to you to hold the shield up. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap offering here. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Play number 9 to black, Jeff, please. Make it number 7. Hallelujah. We need his help, don't we? That's what this song's about. Hallelujah. How you doing, Michael? We all do.
I need your help again. Seem like I'm always asking for things, but I down, so here I am again. This thing that troubles me is more than I can bear. Oh, I know you there. I'm praying, Lord, I need your. I thought that's why I'm depending on you. Lord, I need your help again. Seems like I'm always asking for things, but I know, Lord, you won't let me down. So here I am.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. If anybody needs prayer tonight, come up here quickly. And that's not just, let's just come up here quickly. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel, to open the blind eyes, to heal the brokenhearted, Lord, to set the captives free. Oh, we thank you, Lord. If any of that's in any of these people, Lord, let the anointing flow. Let the Spirit come upon me, Lord. Let it be released into them tonight, Lord. Let them be free, spirit, soul, and body, Lord Jesus Christ. How we thank you and we praise you and we honor you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch my sister, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, liquid love, Lord Jesus, going into your daughter. Liquid love, Lord. I touch her mind right now. I touch her emotions, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. I encourage her by the Spirit of a living God, Lord, flooding her body, flooding her mind, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh,
fullness of the liquid love of Jesus. The liquid love, Lord. The throne room anointing, Lord. Going into his mind, going into his emotions, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, the peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I release my faith in Jesus' name. Oh, the healing anointing, Lord, to set the oppressor and the captives free, Lord. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bow. Touch him, Jesus. Heal him, Jesus, based on our faith, Lord. Let your healing anointing, Lord, flow all through his body. Holy Spirit, the anointing that sets the oppressed and the captives free, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Tonight, Lord, I prophesy and speak that he'll be free from MS. Free from MS. MS, you won't keep him captive. I speak to you now in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name.
God says, my son, you are looking like a book in a shelf, and God has taken the book out, and he's going through those things in that book. And God says he's going to train you by his Spirit. And God says he's going to rise you up into a place where the anointing is going to flow. For you have had a heart. And yes, even broken because of where people are and refuse to come into me, saith the Lord. But your life or your is going to read like a book that's written by the Spirit of God. Your life is going to read like a book written by the Spirit of God. And it shall come the part of, it shall become part of your life. And people will wonder why. Many times you won't have answers for things, but they'll know that you're anointed. They'll know that you have the Spirit of God, and they'll be drawn because of the Spirit. There is going to be dangers at times, but you'll be moved into my peace, and you'll keep your eyes on me, and the danger will melt away, because what the enemy meant for bad, God said he'll turn it around, and there's a lot of good things that are going to come out of testings and trials. So God says, my son, there has been a door open for you by me, saith the Lord, and that door shall be wide open. You will look into that door at times and only see 4 or 5 feet. But as you yield and be obedient, you'll come deeper and deeper into me. For I am the bread of life, for I am the door, and my Spirit is bringing you deeper into me. And God says when you do that, you will teach about the supernatural. You will teach people that I am alive in you and around you. You will have visions and dreams that come at a date that has been prescribed by God. And God says, my son, do not be discouraged. Your flesh will try to be, but my Spirit shall rise up in you and cause you to be anointed and cause you to be encouraged. And he will be with you during those times. For I have given you a book, but it's a book written by me. It's your life. It's your life, and it starts at number page one, God says, and it will read, because I have written it about the supernatural. You will be able to talk about nothing except my gifts and my power and my anointing. And because the more you talk about it, the more your flesh will take it on, the more the renewed mind will take it on, and it will be released by my spirit into people's lives, saith the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' holy name, let him receive, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. I break the power of every demon, Lord, in Jesus' name, that's harassing my brother, Lord. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Every demon is broken now in Jesus' name. Every bondage is broken now in Jesus' name. Under the blood covenant, I stand as a minister of God by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I free my brother, spirit, soul, and body. I speak that my God shall supply his need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And the two of us touching and agreeing, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And we thank you and we praise you right now, Lord. We are doing a miracle by the power of the Holy Spirit into his mind and his body in Jesus' name. Every bit of darkness is gone. Every bit of fear is gone. I call a fire of the Holy Ghost, fire of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Raise your hands there. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch you right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have you got Jesus in your life, dear? Are you America's daughter?
No.
You know America?
No, country.
No, his sister.
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't?
No.
You look a little bit like her. That's okay. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch her, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You know, I can see a bell ringing. And that bell by God, and it means the dinner bell is ready. The meal God wants to give you by his spirit is ready. He's just waiting for you to ask for it. He's waiting for you to desire it. And God's given you his spirit to help you to desire this meal that God wants to feed you. Because it's going to be about the anointing. It's going to be about... There's some things that need to be touched by the anointing in your family, and God is going to let you have this meal because that will cause an anointing in your life, and you will pray the blood of Jesus into your family, into these areas, and you'll break the bondage that's there. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for this daughter of God, Lord, that will be released tonight, Lord, in the fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit under the blood covenant, Lord, to speak those things that come out of your heart, Father God, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, coming upon her. Her tongue loosed to say the things of God in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the fire of the Holy Spirit, baptized in the Holy Ghost with fire. The fire of the Holy Spirit, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, the wonderful anointing, the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord.
Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you for the anointing, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your death, your burial, and your resurrection, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the virgin birth. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you are in this place, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're being trained by your Holy Spirit for the supernatural. We thank you, Lord. We'll desire it only as the Holy Spirit helps us, Lord. We thank you we're going to have a renewed mind, Lord. We're not going to agree with this world. We're not going to agree with mindsets, but we're going to agree with you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. There's no longer guilt and condemnation because we are in Christ Jesus. And we are free by the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is working with us, giving us your life, Lord Jesus, your love manifested in our flesh, your grace and mercy and compassion, Lord Jesus, your peace into our fleshly lives, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the supernatural, we know, Lord, that you have given us and spotted us. And we just say, Lord, Holy Spirit, help us to bring to pass that miracle. We want to yield to you, Lord Jesus. We want to be obedient to our call, Lord. We want our eyes open, Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of us, Lord. This is a time in the world, Lord, where we see the all these tornadoes and all these things that are going on, Lord. The world has turned almost dark, Lord. But we are light because you are in us, Lord Jesus Christ. So we give you praise and honor and glory as we exalt and lift you up and pray for the supernatural and pray for the word of knowledge and wisdom and faith and healings and miracles and tongues, interpretation tongues and prophecy and the discerning of spirits. I speak by faith those gifts in the people's lives. We know that it's manifested by the Holy Spirit. But I ask, Lord, that the Holy Spirit draw them to these, Lord, and let them desire this, Lord. The world needs to see miracles. The world needs to be saved, Lord. And we need your anointing. We need your power. We need the Holy Spirit moving in this church and other places, Lord, that people will be drawn, not because of me, not because of us, Lord, but because of your liquid love that's flowing, Lord, because of the throne room anointing, Lord, because of the power of your Spirit upon us, Lord, that we can help people, Lord, come out of emotional problems and sickness and disease, Lord, and mind problems and tumors and cancer, and those who are controlled by demons, Lord. We want to take authority over Satan and principalities and powers and Leviathan, that twisting, lying spirit, those seducing spirits, Lord, these spirits of temptation that come to our natural mind. We bind them all tonight, Lord, but we'll have to bind them tomorrow because he waits for an opportune time, Lord. And I don't want to give no place to the devil. I want to submit to you, Father God, and I want to then resist the devil. So I want to pray in tongues and speak the word of God and draw near to you, Father God. And then I'm going to do battle with the devil. Then I'm going to do battle with sickness and disease because you've made me alive with your Spirit, Lord. You've made me alive with your love, Lord Jesus. My physical body functions by the power of the Holy Spirit that's in me, Lord, flowing through me. Both my legs, Lord, my hands, my mind, and my eyes. I give you my tongue, Lord, and my will, Lord, that I'll be walking in your footprints, Lord Jesus Christ, and that the glory of God
shall rest upon every place I walk, Lord. The Shekinah glory, Lord. Your presence manifested. The body of Christ cries out to you. Your body cries out to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We need to see a move of your Holy Spirit, Lord. We need to see the anointing come upon us, Lord. We need to have our eyes opened, Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be trained by the Holy Spirit. We need to know what you'd have us to do. And when we do it, the anointing will be there. The power will be there. So we lean to you, not to our own understanding. We acknowledge you, Lord Jesus Christ, for surely you shall bring it to pass, because you are faithful to your blood covenant. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.